This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe, too. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, we particularly want to say thank you to the over-the-road semi-drivers out there, the 18-wheelers, the men and the women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also to our bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail, because it is Christmas time and Santa's got to get those gifts to your mailbox. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, and our great Amazon people working the warehouse, thanks for tuning us in, as well as the drivers out there delivering for Amazon. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab, on Getter, on Truth Social, and on Twitter as Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, and joining us right now, we've got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who happens to be the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, of which I happen to be a member very proudly, and also the military host of the Military Matters show, seen and heard on Vimeo. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Great to be with you this morning.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Always a pleasure. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Now, I got to ask you, being how there's some military news out there today, we're going to start with that. How on earth, and we're hearing, and you and I just talked about off air, how on earth did the Ukraine strike targets a couple hundred miles inside Russia, military targets?
Yeah, the Ukrainian effort to fight the invasion of itself by the Russia has been it's been full of surprises in the time since it began, and there appears to be a lot more forward thinking, a lot more cleverness in their war, which is a good thing. Because when you're out supplied and you have far less equipment available to you, and there are certain restraints on the ability of others to help you, that's essential. And I think this is another indicator that there is a way that the David can slay Goliath if you apply what you do have appropriately, and being able to use Soviet era equipment and thinking tactically in the light of a strategic thinking, it's quite possible that maybe one day that this in the next year the Russia will be brought to the bargaining table, although that doesn't look to be in the cards right now. And something more favorable and justice can be served. We'll see.
So you're telling me that the Ukrainians flew in, perhaps in some Soviet-made jets, and just flew right to their targets, dropped their bombs or whatever, and flew back?
It's quite possible, Captain, and that's pretty startling, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is quite possible, because we know that Russia launched several hundred missiles salvo back at the Ukraine yesterday again, and according to the Ukraine, they took 70 of them down with their air force and their defense systems on the ground. Not only their planes that they had, but also the defense systems on the ground.
Yeah, and that's a tactical victory yesterday, and of course it's already a long cold winter there, and that's clearly could the Russians launch some major offenses? Yes, they could, but their own supplies and their own inability to exercise solid command and control is the restraint on that. It's not the ability to do it in the winter, because God knows those frozen grounds are actually a catalyst for launching an offensive. However, their objective right now is to just make the Ukrainians and the civilian population absolutely miserable as they make their way through the winter. And so that's why, you know, the other thing we talked about Hungary, because any one nation can have veto power over the European Union providing humanitarian aid to ease the suffering in Ukraine. And that's exactly what Hungary did, which has long been kind of favorable and has great reliance upon Soviet energy.
Now, if I use
Russian energy, slip of the tongue, I said Soviet. Hard to discern the two, isn't it?
Yeah. If I used the terminology, be all you can be, what's that bring to mind?
Well, you know, being an Army guy, having been brought up and having brought in many soldiers into my outfits, you would think that would be a recruiting objective, wouldn't it?
Well, it is, and they're using it again. The Army went back to using the slogan, be all you can be, to attract potential recruits. How about them apples?
Yeah, there's good things
you've
got to be
able to
overcome by the recruiting
shortfalls
and all the
services. All right, sir, hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We're going to talk a little politics when we come back. Compliments of the Republican Liberty Caucus. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, thanks very much, Jeff, in Sarasota. We'll probably see him for lunch today at Mission Barbecue up here on West Waters. Be there from 11:30 to 1:30. Now, my segment coming up with Lieutenant Colonel retired Kevin Wright, brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. Now, we're talking this time about the Nissan locations, the ones in Crystal River, the one in Newport Richey, the flagship store at 19 and 54, the Nissan and Acura dealership side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the brand spanking new facility in Brooksville, just east of the Suncoast Parkway and on State Route 50. You can't miss it. Beautiful place. You'll love it when you get there. Now, Moss is the home of the You Serve, You Save package, which means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighters, police officers, and church pastors too, get a great deal offered to you for your service to God and country. Now, you also have Moss Care, which is also with every vehicle that you get, new or pre-owned, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So check them out. You can go online, look them up first that way. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and you'll be glad you did. All righty. Back to retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning there, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
We're going to get into some political stuff, which I know you like to, because of your involvement with the Republican Liberty Caucus. First of all, thank God for Elon Musk. How about that guy?
Yeah, I tell you what, I actually went on a podcast last week with a guy out of California, and we talked a lot about that. And, you know, The jury was out on Elon Musk, but I tell you what, I like it. I like it. Everything that's going on, and he has done and revealed to where even the left can no longer discount this stuff as being some kind of made up stories by those of us on the right. We knew it to be true, and the evidence is becoming abundantly clear thanks to Elon Musk and his leaking. I look forward to getting the stuff that he has leaked and hinted at to be laid out there. Of course, it won't come to fruition until January when the Republicans take control of the House. But it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And it's unavoidable.
There are people telling me that when this goes public, completely public, and it all gets out there about the big guy, Joe Biden, that it's going to doom him and eliminate him from running for president in 2024. What do you think?
Yeah, for all practical reasons, I think he's been eliminated. I think even his party has recognized that. But, yeah, I think that reality will be the thing, and I think I anticipate that. You know, we don't take joy in this sort of thing happening in our country with our president, regardless of party. But I tell you what, we do like to see justice done. And we have long suffered under what we knew to be gross injustices and what we saw as being and continues to be a two-tiered system of justice under this current Department of Justice and national law enforcement agencies by the leadership, not the rank and file, but the leadership. And we finally see the light at the end of the tunnel, and we don't believe that it is a freight train coming our way now. We believe it is actually justice down there at the end of the tunnel, and let's hope that be the case.
Right. And, of course, on top of everything else, we've got yesterday the outgoing Arkansas governor, Asa Hutchinson, said that he is absolutely considering running for the presidential nomination in 2024, the GOP, and he's formed an exploratory committee to do just that. That could get interesting.
Well, that makes the third high-profile person that I've observed has declared that they are going to run for RNC chair against Rona McDaniel. So just like the GOP nomination for president 2024, this is far from being a done deal. You got Zeldin, and just yesterday, a member of the RNC and the head of the lawyers, because you talked about all the lawyers that are up there in Georgia right now, trying to make sure that things are done right up there in the election today. But we've got a very stalwart folks that are doing that, so that's going to be interesting. And I see it as a good thing. You know, some of the institutional Republicans say, oh, we don't want to do this. We don't have a lot of competition. It's a good, healthy thing. The party cannot be made stronger unless we do that. We can't on one side of our mouth say, well, we're for the Constitution, civil liberties, and the First Amendment, but on the other hand say, well, we need to be quiet about any differences of opinion within our party because we've got to come together as unity. We need to have unity behind our principles, number one. And competition is a good thing, I do believe.
Well, our good friend Amanda Mackey, who we both know, is up there right now in Georgia. She's told me that there's a group of 1,000 Republican attorneys in the state right now.
Yeah, and it's going to take all of them. Hopefully they're stationed in all those urban areas.
They are.
The Democratic strongholds, because unlike in Florida, the Democrats are highly motivated to turn out. They have been here in early voting and mail-in voting, of course, as they are everywhere. But in-person voting today is going to be huge. So today's the day. All the early voting and mail-in voting, it means nothing. Today's the day.
Yep. And yesterday was a day for Arizona because they certified their 2022 election, despite all the complaints of the GOP. But it was my understanding, as well as some other people, that for the lawsuits to go through, the election had to be certified first, and then the lawsuits could commence.
That's right. So, I mean, there were certain measures that would be taken up there, and some of them were rejected for that very reason you just mentioned. They said, no, the timing is not right. You got to wait until the certification. That occurred yesterday. So, yeah, there's that 5-day window I'm pretty confident that Miss Lake is prepared because she's been pretty savvy all that. Now, whether that will change things, but the margin of victory for the Democrats there was so doggone narrow. So stay tuned. The next now 4 days could be very telling there in Arizona for the governor's seat as well.
Yeah, and we'll keep our eyes and ears wide open, believe me, because it ain't over till it's over.
Yeah, and that may not just impact the governor's race, because the things that occur to challenge that narrow margin of victory in the governor's race will, by necessity, have impact, depending upon what's found out, on voter irregularities, if that's found to be the case, and an assortment of other races in the state of Arizona. So, hey, all eyes on Georgia today, but don't lose sight of what's going on in Arizona as well.
No, and you're absolutely right. By the way, when you got to be careful what you ask for when you talk about vaccines, because now the vaccine they're talking about is the flu vaccine, because the U.S. is experiencing the most flu hospitalizations in over 10 years.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I mean, during the COVID pandemic, whatever you want to call it, one of the biggest things was trying to discern, hey, is it the flu or is it COVID? What is it that I got? And of course, as we became more educated, unveiled some of the falsities that were being put out by Dr. Fauci and the administration. We became a lot smarter about that. And so now they have to come out and they can't just write this off. Well, it's COVID, it's COVID. Well, it's that age-old thing, the flu. And because we didn't do the plans ahead like that, we may have folks that, because the flu, when it comes to the folks that are most vulnerable to COVID, like the elderly, they are also most vulnerable to that. So
sure,
I pray to God that that does not come to be a tragic thing here as we get to it, because this is pretty doggone early for us to be this concerned about the flu, but nevertheless we are.
Yeah, you're right. It is early. You are absolutely right. So that's why people are concerned. And again, we'll see where we go with all of this. You know, you're going to stick around for another segment, and I appreciate you doing that. Thank you very much. Hungary, and I forgot to mention this when we were talking about the money and stuff, Hungary is blocking $18.6 billion in aid, that package for the Ukraine. They said, nope, we're not going to do it. So consequently, that means guess who stuck with paying that money, agreed to give to the Ukraine?
Yeah, it's kind of like when we had the Articles of Confederation, where one of the states could had veto power, you had to have 100%. Well, the EU, same thing. So Hungary's a stalwart, and they've got moneyed interest, and in the energy provided by Russia, so that's going to drive them. They're not going to give in on that. They're going to veto everything to help, whether it's humanitarian or not.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's Election Day again in Georgia, as the final Senate seat will be determined between Republican Herschel Walker and Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock. The federal government has delayed its enforcement of Real ID by 2 years, giving Americans more time to get ID cards that comply with the security requirements. DHS announced the full enforcement date will be pushed from May of 2023 to May of 2025.
Wait, we just ran off to the Justice of the Peace before we could change our minds. We're a little bit crazy, aren't we?
Yeah, she's a whole lot crazy, and I'm not at all. That averages out to just a little.
Two-time Emmy-winning actress of the classic sitcom Cheers and the comedy Veronica's Closet, Kirstie Alley, has died. She was 71. Her passing was announced Monday night by her children. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. You'll hear him again on Friday from UndergroundUSA.com. Looking forward to talking to him. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And, of course, they have been on a mission for a number of years. I personally have been taking Relief Factor for over 8 years. It'll be 9 years come January 2023. Now, the reason I started to take it was because I had issues with the stuff that I was taking. I had some drugs they gave me for the problems I had, the pain I had, my left leg and my foot, and at the time my back was bothering me greatly because I hadn't had my back surgery yet for the back that I actually broke twice in a line of duty. Not once, twice. And they had to fuse my spine because I was having so many issues. But anyway, I decided to try something natural, and it was Relief Factor because there are no narcotics in this. It's 100% drug-free. And I found out, I did my research before I started it, I found out it had turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which is all good for you. It's kind of like taking a vitamin pill. But the combination of those ingredients helped to support the body's natural response to inflammation and swelling, which was the problem I was having. And it lowered or eliminated pain associated with exercise and everyday living, too. By the way, it went right straight to the source of the pain, which made it even better. Now, the thing of it is you can find out what I found out by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out. Try the 1995 3-week quick start, see what it does for you. And I believe I believe you'll find out that the product works. I believe you'll find out the product works because I haven't had anybody come back to me and tell me it doesn't. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Okay, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright from the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and also the host of Military Matters, a great little program which every now and then, if I have the time, I go on there and chat with you guys as well.
Yeah, Captain, you're always welcome on that. Whether I come on into your bedroom to chat with you or you come into my house, it's always a delight, and I appreciate it.
Let's talk about John Bolton. You know who he is, right?
I do, yeah. He's quite vocal and has remained vocal. So, yeah, when he says something, it gets some attention.
He's talking about he may challenge Trump in 2024. He's formed an exploratory committee.
Yeah, he'll be in what will soon become a crowded field, no doubt, starting here next year. But, he served under the Trump administration, but he's reacting as many are, and, of course, as the Democrats are, because of what Trump had to say. Trump didn't think through very well in how he words something. And at his point, if he wants to secure the GOP nomination, he's got to be more careful and have shown that he's learned things, having been president and all that, do that. He did not mean that he wanted to throw out the Constitution. What he meant said is that those that want to undermine the Constitution need to be cast aside because that is provided for in the Constitution.
Yep.
Not how he wore it, so he had to backtrack that. But Bolton, I think, was probably planning to do this anyway, but he used the opportunity of the hubbub over the misspeaking by President 45 to make that public announcement. And, hey, there's going to be more to follow.
Yep.
There are a lot of cards to be played.
Yep. As I said earlier, first segment out, Asa Hutchinson, the outgoing governor of Kansas, is interested in the job, too. So we'll see. He's another one that's formed an exploratory committee.
Arkansas.
What did I say? Yeah, Arkansas. Now, the Democrats are scrambling to replace Dianne Feinstein in 2024. She's of failing health, and it's not getting any better. It's going downhill rapidly. She may not even make it through the term that she's currently serving. But if she doesn't, there's going to be somebody different, probably somebody younger, maybe even Mr. Swalwell, oh boy, or Adam Schiff in California could take her place.
Yeah, all would not be well with Swalwell. Yeah, there's no celebration for that because I'm telling you, her replacement coming out of that state is going to be worse, as bad as she is. But yeah, she's just joined in partnership with Biden. You know, the Democrats are scrambling to say, what are we going to do to replace this guy or gal? And that's a surprise. We don't wish ill health on anybody. And from a political and just a self-centered point of view for the nation, be careful because just when you want to say, hey, it can't get worse. Well, it certainly can't be worse. I mean, look at who the governor of California is right now. I can't imagine it being any worse.
Yeah. They're talking about him for president, but then again, why wouldn't he want to run for Senate?
You don't know. There's a lot left to be determined in both the Republican and the Democratic Party, and, of course, all Americans will feel the effects about whatever gets resolved amongst the two parties.
Now, Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security has extended the immigration protections for Haitians.
Yeah, I would expect that. Of course, it's almost carte blanche, immigration or illegal immigration protection for anybody, anywhere.
That's
so
right.
It's hard to put any kind of value on what that means or does not mean, other than the fact that it's a public thing to say that this is our policy. But we know very well that the unwritten policy is, hey, we got a seamless southern border. Come on in.
Now, Rochelle Walensky, who is the director for the Centers for Disease Control, again, a little bit more about this flu vaccine, has said the flu vaccination is a very good match for the 22 and 23 strains of the flu.
Yeah, you know, when you say Rochelle, the first thing that jumps to my mind, unrelated to this, I think Rochelle, which was an infamous rotten movie in the Seinfeld episode. But, yeah, that's interesting. And, you know, in the light of what the nation has learned coming out of the COVID pandemic or plandemic, it has a different meaning than it has in the past. The vulnerable population for the flu, as we talked about, are the folks that we were worried about were the most vulnerable to COVID as well, and that's the elderly, and the elderly that reside with other elderly, like in assisted living and nursing homes and stuff like that. So this is pretty dang scary, not to be able to provide the protection to the vulnerable, to the long-standing and the genuine threat of the flu for certain populations.
Now, I think you mentioned this earlier. I believe you mentioned you talked about Representative Lee Zeldin, Republican of New York. He is going to declare, it looks like on Wednesday, that he's running for the RNC chairman.
Yeah, that's interesting. That adds to the Zeldin is set to announce that. He already floated it out there. But yesterday, and I'm sorry, I can't remember her name, but she's on the RNC. She's a lead attorney with the RNC. And she declared yesterday, with Boca News last night, actually, on Fox, where she said she was going to give Rona McDonald a run for RNC chair. So, hey, hold on to your bootstraps. Just like with the GOP nomination for President 2024, the person that's going to carry the torch for the Republican Party in the nation is not a foregone conclusion. So we'll see. More to follow.
Yeah, I was looking for her name, too, there. It's Amit or something like that.
Yeah, that's why neither you or I can have it on the tip of our tongue, because it's not one of those things that is easy to rattle off. But she and Zeldin, of course, and others are that have said their intentions or will declare are nationally figures are well known and clearly will give a run. So it's going to be competitive, and competition is good. We don't want to just circle the wagons and all that thing. We can be made better through healthy competition, healthy debate.
Speaking of competition, the space program, NASA, is back on track again with Artemis, which is going to succeed with the mission that it had to go around the moon, amid the new space race that we got going on. Things are going to get really exciting.
It is. Yet another thing that you did, something you thought we'd know, and that was just a part of President 45, but it's got a future.
All right, Colonel, well, we got to go, and I'll talk to you soon. Maybe see you soon somewhere along the line. Have a great day, my friend.
You as well, my friend.
All right, that's the retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Go over to the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus on Facebook, find out more about them, or check out Military Matters. I'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much for tuning in, everybody. Appreciate you and appreciate the comments coming in the chat room. I'll get over there and try to mention a couple of them here in a minute. I'm buried with the comments over there. It's like there's several hundred of them tonight. You got to pick the ones on top because you can't get to the ones on the bottom and all that, but I try, so we'll see what happens. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Remember, they are located down in Sarasota at 4540 Clark Road and McIntosh. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs in the Sarasota area and the South Tampa area as well. Now, remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can call them at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Now, that's 941-922-2345, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. There you go, Dominic's Wines and Decor. Well, Hunter Biden and the revelations being made in the Twitter files is absolutely driving the liberals nuts. I mean, absolutely driving the liberals nuts right now. You talk about a media reckoning.
for the insiders and for the critics. Some of these people, the names that are going to get mentioned, are just going to drive them wacko. There are names, there are voices, okay? There are voices that have been recorded in some cases that are going to show up on these tweets. I mean, we're not done. You haven't seen hardly even the tip of the iceberg yet. But there's enough out there to where it's scaring the bejesus out of the people that it was meant to scare. And it's waking them up to the fact that, hey, guess what? You screwed up. And now it's time to pay the piper. But again, how can you not think that you wouldn't get in trouble for all of the stuff that you keep hearing about? How can you not think? Again, I'm not surprised. You know, if it had been on Don Jr.'s laptop, all of this information, what do you think would have happened? It would have been handled totally different. The news would have had it everywhere. They would have been quoting this, that, the other, and all that sort of stuff. Instead, they're trying to misquote things to make it sound like it's misinformation. You keep hearing about, oh, it's Russian misinformation. Oh, no, it's not. No, 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 no. Uh-uh. This is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. And they can't get out of it. Now, today, you folks up in Georgia that are listening to me right now, especially Atlanta, you can do a lot better than what you've done with Mr. Warnock. You can do a lot better. You need to do a little homework and study his background and study his history. He's not who he claims to be. Actions speak louder than words. Go look and see. Check out his record as a senator. See what he did. Again, what have you done for me lately? Well, God, he helped get rid of the Olympics, didn't he, out of Atlanta? How'd that work out for you? How many millions of dollars did you people lose? How many people did that put out of business and had to file for bankruptcy and every other damn thing? How many? Yep, that's Warnock, all right. Warnock. So we'll see what happens today. I don't know. I know that there's a bunch of attorneys up there from the Republican Party that are scattered all around the state that'll be checking the precincts and this, that, and the other. So maybe there might be a different result this time. Maybe there won't. And, oh, by the way, oil. Let's talk about oil for a minute. Haven't heard me say much about oil lately, but I'm about to. Arizona, listen to me. Little old Maduro down there. Maduro. He's been tossed a bone by the United States with all these crimes against humanity that he's been accused of. He's been tossed a bone. And I don't know why on earth we did that, but we did. Now, oil, West Texas crude is $76.93 a barrel. That's actually down $3.05 from where it was yesterday. Brent crude is $82.68 a barrel, down $2.89 a barrel from where it was yesterday. Gasoline is $2.20 a gallon at the refinery, less the tax that would be put in, wherever you're at. So, there's no doubt that gasoline has come down, but is it going to stay down? No. No, it's not. We've got a glut, again, of oil. We've got a glut and a storage problem with some gasoline, diesel, this, that, and the other, and all that. Now, diesel is starting to build back up again from where it was because, again, diesel went very high. And let me look and see what the wholesale price is for that. $3 a gallon. So, therefore, if it's $5 and something a gallon where you're at, and it's only costing $3 at the refinery, somebody's getting screwed here. It shouldn't be $2 a gallon higher than the production cost minus the tax. There's no tax on earth that's $2 a gallon, even on gas, let alone diesel. So think about that for a minute. And also, I want you to think about something else, because we're going to have a little chat here. Let me break it out. We're going to have a little chat here with our compadre hanging on the telephone. So get ready, because it's going to be coming your way. Here it comes.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me talk to Georgia, Atlanta, the ATL, Fulton County, DeKalb County, whatever, all you counties. So not one person in Georgia, not one of you in the ATL should be voting for a Democrat. Every person in Georgia, forget about Georgia football. Kirby Smart, I heard you say Georgia football is Herschel Walker. Anybody in Georgia, anybody who ever lived in Georgia, anybody who ever thought about coming to Georgia needs to vote for Herschel Walker. That's what I thought you said at the press conference. Didn't you, Kirby? Didn't you, Kirby? Okay. Yeah, we're number one. Herschel's number one. Georgia's up. Jesus is number one. Herschel's number two. And Georgia football's number three. But today, everyone in Georgia, everyone is voting for Herschel. Herschel is Georgia. You're not going to let some carpetbagger like Obama come down from the north and tell you and try and steal your election, are you? You're going to let that happen? I don't think so. I hope not, because I don't want to ever see Georgia football. I don't want to know about Georgia. I don't want to see anybody. If you don't vote for Herschel, I don't even want to know about Georgia, okay? Because Herschel is Georgia, okay? Herschel is Georgia. Thank God. I pray to God you get it right over here, because I don't trust none of you people, especially Mitch McConnell and the rest of you Judases, okay? That's the bottom line. And let me say something else. If you're not for Donald Trump on this radio station, you're not for nobody. Donald Trump gives us our best chance to win, okay? He's like the Tom Brady of football. He gives us the best chance to win, and he puts up W's. And that's what he does. If you don't like Donald Trump, hit the bricks and we'll find somebody else, Carl Jackson, to fill your shoes. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. And today is Herschel Walker Day. In Jesus' name, we take dominion. Peace.
All right, that's Todd in Tampa. And for you folks that haven't heard him over there in Orlando, you just did. Todd likes to tell you what he thinks, and that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. Got no problem with that at all. And, of course, I hear the music coming up in my ear. That means that we're going to have to let you go for the day, but I will be back tomorrow. I promise that, and I'll be back, tonight, and I'll be talking about the election in Georgia. I don't think we're going to really know a winner yet when we come on the air. But if we do, you're going to hear it first, right here on this program. Have a great day, everybody, and go.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.